KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The Assistant is a debut dramatic feature by Kitty Green. For a while, it seems to be about nothing more than a day in the life of a dutiful young woman doing mundane chores at a movie production office in Lower Manhattan. Her name is Jane. She's played by the terrific Julia Garner, and she's a junior assistant to the chairman of the company. That means she's surrounded by condescending young men who pander to the unseen, unnamed, and notoriously womanizing boss. We're obviously meant to think of Harvey Weinstein, but the chairman is studied by reflected light. This is a story of sexual abuse in which the predatory behavior, like the abuser, remains behind closed doors. Jane infers what's going on. She feels it like a toxic cloud. She doesn't mean to be a detective, let alone a crusader. She simply can't leave bad enough alone. The Assistant is audacious in its deadpan way, a Me Too drama that comes on like an HR video illustrating the responsibilities of an entry-level job. Print out the weekend grosses, put more paper in the printer, tidy up, take a call from the chairman's agitated wife and calm her down, take a tongue-lashing from him via intercom for talking to his wife. Through it all, Julia Garner commands your attention and pierces your heart. Last year, she won an Emmy for her role as the explosively rebellious Ruth Langmore in the Netflix crime drama series Ozark. Her performance here is all about calm focus. Jane listens, watches, and judges in silence, simmers until her anger can't be contained. A feminist in spite of herself, she becomes a whistleblower, but for all her concern over her boss's current victim, she can't summon up the breath to blow her whistle full blast. If The Assistant finds the audience it deserves, it'll be thanks to its feminist perspective on sexual harassment and assault in the workplace. But Kitty Green's film also functions as a coming-of-age story. The heroine, fresh from college, learns about power, and not just sexual power, in an office that seethes with the stuff and provides her first high-stakes exposure to the real world. Sitting at her desk, she's at the center of cyclonic ambition and anxiety, along with vanity, dishonesty, brittle levity, and casual scorn. Surveying a stack of 8x10 glossies, submitted by who knows how many beautiful, hopeful women from around the country and the world, she begins to understand the chanciness of fame, the disposable nature of talent, maybe even beauty's evanescence, and we see all of it playing on her face. Julia Garner transcends the inherent limits of her role to convey ineffable tenderness and wordless ferocity in a movie that's bigger than it seems. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.